So after the debate, Politico is reporting Loopy Lindsey is at it again. And I'm sure he's going to tick off Donald Trump, because when he did this the last time, Donald Trump said he's an idiot, basically. Lindsey Graham vents about Trump's performance, a missed opportunity. So here we go. Get ready, Loopy, because you're going to hear from the Donald. One of Donald Trump's most prominent allies panned his debate performance as a missed opportunity and said it was crucial that the former president defend his own administration if there's another debate. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, speaking to a handful of reporters in the post-debate spin room, recalled venting about the television. Well, he recalled venting at the television the answer Trump failed to deliver when Vice President Harris assailed the former president. She said, "We inherited a mess," Graham said. "I was yelling and screaming, 'Oh, no, you didn't.' You inherited low gas prices, a secure border, a vaccine for COVID. You inherited the biggest Mideast change in my lifetime, the Abraham Accords, and now everything is to shit." Trump offered no such answer, and Graham made no effort to hide his disappointment. He was hardly the only Republican alarmed by former president's bait-taking and persistent inability to turn the conversation back into issues like inflation and President Joe Biden. It's just that Graham says in public what many in his own party will murmur in private. And that's, boy, is that the truth. Things would get so much better if all these little hidden mice on the Republican side would come out and start saying things. It's disgusting. It really is. I mean, there's so many things that could be changed in this country if a lot of those little silent mice would start speaking out instead of worrying about their own ass and their own careers. Emerging from behind a curtain and holding an extensive off-air conversation with Fox News personality Sean Hannity out of earshot, the ever-plotting Republican senator unspooled a shorthand of what he thought Trump could do if there's another debate. "Tighten up," Graham said before offering advice as though Trump was standing beside him. "What I did, what you got, and where we're at." In other words, just talk about the facts. Don't talk about immigrants eating cats and dogs. I can imagine the high-pitched scream that Lindsey Graham gave when he heard Donald Trump talk about that. I can hear the gasps all over the country when Donald Trump just shouted out how immigrants are eating your pets, dogs, and cats. My God. He went bonkers right after Kamala Harris talked about his crowd size and how his own crowds were bored and leaving. At that point, Donald Trump lost it. Something sparked in his brain. He said, "That's it." And its immediate response is, "Immigrants are eating your pets." So Lindsey Graham is going to hear from it again, because people are going to ask Trump, "What did you think of Loopy Lindsey's advice that he has to give to you?" And of course, Trump, the way he is going to insult Loopy Lindsey because he deserves it. I want to know.
Might be one of those bad times. I wanna know.